Did you ever know that you're my hero? Not you, cop down there, because you're a piece of shit on a power trip, and you probably bust people incorrectly all the time, and you go above the law and beyond like you're Steven Seagal. Did you never know that you're my hero? Look at you, guy down there, walking your dog, looking around, wondering where all the noise is coming from. It's up on the third floor! Did you ever know that you're my hero?
How are you not recording this?
I actually am. It's an Italian restaurant that serves slices of pizza. Overpriced, but it's kind of generally okay, so you can kind of depend on it. Did you ever know that you're a guy with a jacket on? You got the blazer with the t-shirt underneath with a pair of jeans, like you're some entrepreneur, maybe owning a startup. You're walking through San Francisco. Good for you, guy. Did you ever know? Guys, I'm fucking drunk, dude. What's up?
And there we have the opening.
Episode 4 of the Team Joy podcast experience, and there's so much joy packed in. I'm joined by a bunch of people. We're going to do this really quickly. Matthew Champion.
What's up?
Ben Sweeney.
Yo.
Doug Scott.
Jason.
Cheers.
Dave. Hey, welcome. This podcast is going to suck, but we appreciate you toughing it out with us. So, guys, obviously it's a podcast, so you got to talk about what we're playing, right? Matt, you want to kick it off?
Yeah, I've been playing the Explosion Man beta, which is more Explosion Man, more hilarious. You should definitely buy it when it comes out. The weird thing is,
Do you feel like you're in a position where you could say that right now? I mean, you just played the beta. The final product could be like full of baby murder. I mean,
and that, why would you not want to buy it then? Like, baby murder isn't that awesome?
No.
Didn't Homefront have that?
No, there was no murder in Homefront. There was just murder in front of babies.
No, there were dead babies in dumpsters.
Well, it's just your dreams, Ben.
They took the live baby out of the dumpster part out. It was going to be in there.
That's why the game failed.
Yes.
Yep.
Many other reasons.
But no, like, it's weird because they have a thing in the beta that says download full game. And it's like, oh, this is unavailable. So I don't know why they just take that out. And then I've been playing L.A. Noire, which is fantastic. I haven't played a bunch of it, but...
How far along are you in L.A. Noire?
Oh, I'm thinking about 4 episodes deep.
Spoiler!
Wow. Okay. So are you still on the traffic desk, or did you make it to Homicide?
No, I'm Homicide.
Okay.
I think I just... The last one I did was with the actresses and the car and the drugging.
Hmm.
So wait, you just made it to Homicide then?
Pretty close, yeah.
Because the actresses, the homicide, and the car, that's traffic. Hence the car.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, I am still in traffic, but never mind. I was thinking from...
There was a homicide in the traffic.
What are they teaching you guys out there in Indiana? I mean, you got to use your brain there, Matthias.
Well, I don't have...
Matt, I kind of lost it when...
Sorry.
Matt's brain is mush because he has to go. He's all getting educated.
It's pretty much creamed corn, his brain.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, Ben Sweeney, what are you doing?
Pretty much the same kind of stuff. L.A. Noire. I'm on the third disc. Getting there. Almost done. I think I'm on the last vice case. Full House Poker, working on those summer achievements. Trying to 100% the game again.
Who's pouring loud-ass
oh,
drinks?
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I thought I muted that.
Oh, man.
I felt like I was, like, in Bioshock. I was down in Rapture or something. Been playing Infinity Blade on the iPad. I'm also in Miss Explosion Man beta, which I'm also enjoying, and I cannot wait for the full game to come out. And I would recommend buying it as well, but I won it for free. So
shut up, Ben Sweeney. I don't want to hear about all the things you won. Just tell me what you're playing so I can move on.
I also won the Section 8 DLC.
Not what you
that.
Won. What you've been playing.
You playing?
Well, I've been playing the Section 8 DLC. I would not recommend buying it, though, because there's not many people that actually bought it, I guess. So it's playing against a lot of bots. And I also went out today and I picked up Child of Eden, and I just beat the third level out of five. I played all three of them Kinect, and I also played the first level with the controller just to see the difference.
I like Kinect better than the controller.
I agree.
I mean, playing with the controller is fun. It's just like playing Rez, but after playing like four levels about twice each time, it loses with the Kinect. It loses a lot when you sit down and use a controller.
Well, I don't know about you, but I have like I put the wireless controller in my pocket and put the rumble feature on to try it out, and my controller always turns itself off before the end of the level. I don't know if there's something wrong with my controller or what.
You probably have to plug in the play and charge kit.
Well, I'm not going to have a wire running from my Xbox into my pocket.
Oh, look at me. I'm Ben Sweeney. Oh, wires. Oh, I can't have wires in my life.
I won the Xbox.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. If I hear about something else that you want, I'm going to jump out a window. I swear to God. Doug Scott, save me from my prison, please.
Wait, we got a deeper issue. Why are you putting a controller in your pocket?
That's what you're supposed to do. You know, like Rez had the had that vibrator add-on.
Yeah, the trans vibrator.
Yeah, so Child of Eden, you can turn on vibrations to up to four controllers, and you're supposed to put them on your body to get the full effect. Now, I'm only using one, but I guess I could use all four if I wanted to.
Yeah,
did you win those too?
Oh my God.
They even sell a vest with pockets to put them in.
Exactly.
So the use of the controller, has it transferred you to another world, another plane of existence?
Yeah, I felt like I was on the vibrating bed.
Oh.
I don't know. Playing with Kinect just proves how out of shape I am in that my arm is fucking tired. And sore.
Oh, we know what that's tired and sore from. I'm talking about masturbation, guys. So what are you playing there, Doug Scott?
Child of Eden as well, Just Cause 2, and nice. A bit of Halo Reach.
Okay. Keeping it simple. I like it. No commentary. So, Jason, what about you?
Infamous 2 for the PlayStation 3. Mm-hmm. That game's fun. Better than the first one. Still has problems, though. The shaved-headed shithead known as Cole McGrath loves to stick to shit, just like in the first one, but not as bad. But better story, better place to be, a lot more shit to do. Good times. And just got past the first blowjob in Duke Nukem Forever. So that's about as far as I got.
I love how you haven't played all Duke Nukem, but you know, like, there's bound to be more blowjobs. It's just the first one, guys. There's going to be plenty more. Yeah, I've also been playing some Duke Nukem on the hardest difficulty, and I gotta say I'm not feeling the hate yet. It's dated gameplay for sure, and it's very linear. But the interactivity and the environments and stuff so far has kind of been funny, and I've been enjoying it. So I died a couple times, but the biggest issue are those fucking load times, man.
Yes.
How bad are those fucking load times? Like, I don't even think installing the game would do anything for those. Like, I'm literally waiting a minute anytime I die or I have to load a level.
And how often do you load? Is it like Portal 2 loading or worse?
It's worse. You do load quite a bit more. I mean, you go through a little segment of gameplay. You probably play about 10 minutes and then you have to have a load. And then you play another 10 minutes and then you have another load.
You know what I miss? I miss games that had, like, Arkanoid or something to play while you're loading.
Yeah. Yeah, like a little retro game challenge kind of thing.
I would wish the sequel of that would come over here, but it won't.
Yeah. So, I've been playing a little bit of that. I also got Mortal Kombat on the cheap, and I've been playing that, trying to figure out a way to set up the buttons on my arcade stick where it's just not the worst thing ever.
I'm just going to go back to the controller. I might just pick up a gamepad that I had and just That was probably the best way.
I'm thinking that too, but I mean, since I had the Marvel vs. Capcom 2 stick, my triggers aren't the triggers are all the way over on the right. So like, I'm thinking if I set the middle four buttons as the main, like the punches and kicks, then I could do like maybe the right trigger or the A button as like block, so my thumb could hit block. You know, the middle of my hand will be over the four buttons, and then I could just slam down on the two triggers over on the right whenever I need to X-ray. I think like that might work, but I've got to actually try it.
I'm just not used to my fight stick yet, so I don't know.
Well, I don't imagine you ever will be, because that's half-naked men like staring at you.
Well, one of them is Macho Man Randy Savage, isn't it?
No, it's The Rock and – no, it's not The Rock.
It's John Cena and somebody else, right?
Oh, wow. You'll never get used to that.
Just staring at you with their cock-hungry eyes, just like, Jason, we want you. And you're like, you're making me feel weird, fight stick. And it's like, no, just take off your shirt. Look at that canola oil over there. You should probably just spread it around all over your body.
Shut up, David. I wish that between you and I. And everybody knows it's called the dick stick because.
Well, I have just purchased my first dick stick. I did that last night, and hopefully it'll be arriving soon.
You should have told me. I would have sold you mine.
Yeah, how much?
Not very much.
Would it have come with a game?
No.
Okay.
I'll buy it for $5.
But it would have been like $30, maybe cheaper.
Well, mine was $40, and it comes with Tekken 6.
Cool story, bro. Cool story. So we've got all this gameplay talk out of the way, guys.
Hey, I got one more game I forgot about.
Did you just win it off of Twitter right now while we were talking?
No. Long story short, I went to go play the Kinect Fun Labs game, and it didn't work on my Xbox. So I contacted Microsoft support, and they told me to send my Xbox back in for service because Kinect Fun Labs didn't work. I'm like, seriously? So I moved it, and I played it on my other Xbox, and it worked fine. So they told me to send my Xbox in for service.
You are the Homer of this era. That was a riveting epic tale.
I thought so. No, I thought it was funny. Who would tell someone to send in their Xbox for service because a downloadable title doesn't work?
Microsoft, because that's their only like way to counteract any problem is, just send us your Xbox then.
Yeah, $100.
Yeah, exactly. It's like $130 because my Kinect Fun Labs doesn't work. Seriously?
So, you guys think we should answer a question from Twitter? I mean, we got some questions here.
Yeah,
sure.
All right, well, because we were talking about Duke, good buddy Adanzis, who used to send in quite a few tweets to X3F back when I was alive and living, he asks, will they try to reboot Duke now that DNF is out? Or was that the last one we'll ever get? What do you guys think? I've definitely got some opinions on this, but
I think it'll be the last.
You think this will be it?
No.
Yeah, I think it's gonna sell well, but I think critically is kind of why it's going to not get another one.
I think Gearbox is gonna take it and they're gonna just make another franchise, just like Borderlands. I mean, they didn't really do much to this one; they just fixed what was there. I think they're gonna make one that's their own. My guess.
I got to agree with you on that, dude, because. I mean, I heard the end of the game gets a lot better, and that's probably when about the time they probably picked it up, started fixing, working on it. So, yeah, I mean, if they spent the money to get Duke, why would you want to just sit on this franchise? They could turn into something special.
I mean, it was always, I think the point was to just finish what was there, get it out the door, and meanwhile, you know, Gearbox is going to spend 2 years to make a legitimate Duke Nukem game, like a new good Duke Nukem game. And they're going to learn a lot from this game, from just, you know, how crass it is and how it was received, you know, from a gameplay standpoint and everything. And we're going to get something more akin to what we actually hope for in a modern Duke Nukem game,
which is
a lot of open-ended world and, you know, a lot of good level design and crazy weapons and just, you know, tongue-in-cheek humor.
We'll get a new Serious Sam, pretty much.
Well, we have a new Serious Sam called Sam 3, and it's freaking awesome. So I played it at E3, and it was, like, so good. But, yeah, I just thought that was an interesting question. So thank you, Adanzis, for sending that in. So I guess we should talk about some news, huh, guys?
What happened?
Is there news?
You guys got some news? I know Ben Sweeney has something he wants to talk about.
I can talk about the Bungie mobile app.
Oh, please do. Please do.
Go right ahead.
So, it's actually kind of a neat app.
Yeah, Bungie, it looks like for one of their last things they're probably going to do that's Halo-related, they just released a free app for iOS. It's Bungie Mobile. You can search for it. And it gives you a lot of neat stats on Reach, and it also gives you some free stuff. You can get the blue flaming helmet that only the Bungie employees used to be able to have, and you can also get the star icon for behind your nameplate in Reach. And you can also give that away to 7 other friends as well. And all this stuff, I believe, should carry over to, like, the Halo Anniversary, if you plan on picking that up, because that's going to be using the Reach multiplayer anyway. So even if you're not playing Reach now, if you plan to, you know, play some of the classic maps again, you might as well get the app if you have an iOS device and get that free stuff.
Is it wrong that I'm more excited for Halo Anniversary than Halo 4?
No.
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 That trailer made me so angry.
Oh, well.
So very, very, very angry.
It's the Matt Champion Hate Cast.
Yo! Well, how did Master Chief magically get a bloody jetpack?
He had it since Halo 1. He just...
He's just going to find it in the ship, that's all. He's just going to be walking around and be like, oh, hey, look, there's a jetpack. And then also there's a big, like, silencer gun thing for me to put on my gun.
Yeah, Matt, The same answer can be asked with another question. How did R2-D2 get a jetpack before he had one?
Also, guys, I mean, look at the trailer. I could have sworn Master Chief was pretty gray looking. So I think he's been there so long, like the green from his armor just kind of like space rusted away and then revealed a gray suit. And so, like, it's been a while. So he had a while to walk around the ship, discover, you know, some stuff and find a jetpack and all that kind of. Malarkey.
I'm pretty sure
he probably built the jetpack out of a.
See, there you go. He is the MacGyver of space. So you know, I wouldn't put it past them.
And Cortana had grew up a little bit, and now she has a different voice. She went through puberty again.
So next up on the news docket, we've got some summer of arcade titles coming to Xbox Live Arcade. Are you guys pumped for these? They were, like, buried in a press release that Microsoft sent after their press conference, which was kind of weird.
G4 listed Geoff Keighley, or however you pronounce his name, announced them right before the Microsoft conference.
Yeah, Keira Knightley, he got them out there. It was, that was pretty interesting.
I was going to say, you mean they didn't include it in the press conference? Like, they didn't include the cloud storage and stuff like that that people asked
for? Yeah, I know,
about?
Right? Like, the features that people have been clamoring for I don't know, years now. pretty weird. But we've got Toy Soldiers, Cold War coming, Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet, awesome game.
That's the one I'm looking forward to.
We've got Fruit Ninja Connect, Bastion, which is, like, amazing. It's really got a really great narrative hook to that game. Supergiant Games are doing God's work there. And then finally we got Eric Chais from Dust, which has got quite the following behind it, the God game. So it's quite an eclectic mix, and it looks pretty good.
Another world.
It kicks off on July 20th, and no pricing's been announced yet, but I would assume each game is going to be 1,200 points.
All I know is there better be a sweet promotion. Like normal.
Like a contest? Like a contest
I could win them. I could win them, but, you know, if I have to buy them, there better be, like, a sweet promotion, like, buy the two, get one free, or whatever the hell they do.
No, I don't think the games are going to look like they're going to suck there, Ben, so...
They do that every summer of arcade. What are you talking about? Every summer of arcade, there's been a promotion to get money back if you bought so many of them.
Yeah, like, buy three, get 400 Microsoft points in the fall, or, like, buy all of them and get 800 Microsoft points.
Okay, no, it's usually, if you buy all of them, you get one of them for free. I think it's usually what it works out to.
Okay, the only ones I'm really interested in is Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet, Bastion, and From Dust, but From Dust is like...
Toy Soldiers, I don't know. Toy Soldiers is really good multiplayer. The single player was okay, but playing that game multiplayer, that was just so good. I love that game multiplayer. I wish more people had the first one.
Well, it did extremely well. A lot of people bought the first game.
I mean, like, more people I play. When my brother comes over, I mean, that's one of the games we almost always sit down and just play because it's really good.
Well, go win us a copy and we'll play it with you.
Yeah, I know. Go win 8 copies. Go out there and get a bunch and get
Well, maybe them. The first one will drop in price once the second one comes out.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so we, and I guess we can talk a little bit about Duke Nukem again. The Metacritic rating is, it's in the gutter, huh? I mean, of course, the PC version's going to rank a bit higher than the console versions, but it's still hovering around 50 for the console game.
Is that what it's at now?
Yeah, it's at 50. It looks like the PC version's almost near 60. If my computer here will load. But yeah, it's, I mean, me and Jason are really the only two that have played it, right? I can't. I'm a couple hours in. I don't want to be safe saying it deserves that kind of rating or not, but I mean, how do you guys feel about that? What's on your minds, your hearts?
I think with like the reviews, I don't. Maybe it was like people's expectations were so high for it.
Yeah. Do you think that like reviews need to take that into account though? Do you think they need to take into account that like, by all rights, we should have never had this game, but the fact that it actually exists is maybe a miracle in itself. I mean, do you think reviews need to take that into account?
I don't know if they should take it into account because, I mean, you reviewed games, right, Dave?
Yeah, I mean, you judge a product for what it is, I think. But
and if that's what they're doing, then, yeah, they're doing their job. And if the game is, like, okay, comparably bad to, like, per se, I don't know, Fist of North Star.
Yeah, really, that's the one that you wanted to pull out? Oh, Jason.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one that comes to mind, but I'm having fun with it. But, I mean, like, some of the things I've read about it, it's like, oh, you can only carry 2 guns when you're running around. I'm like, okay, how many games out here nowadays, you can only carry 2 guns? We got Halo, Call of Duty. But no one complains about that. I don't know why
Duke Nukem, and you carry 1,000 guns.
It's like Quake.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but that's so what? Yeah. I mean.
But also, then you have these weirdos who are like, you can't judge this as a 2011 game. And it's like,
no.
Yeah, you can.
Well, I mean, it's a game in 2011, isn't it? Like, I'm pretty sure. That's exactly what it is. So,
well, I don't think reviews are going to really hurt this game's sales or help it either way. Yeah. I mean, it's a game that you pretty much knew you were either going to get or you weren't going to get, I would say, going into it.
And if you didn't get it yet, I would say wait, because in a week it's probably going to be $20.
Yeah. I mean, I bought it just for the fact it's like, oh, my God, it finally came out. I have to have it. I mean, just it's one of those things. I mean,
I feel like if you bought it, I mean, there are a lot of critics and stuff that online are saying if you buy Duke Nukem, you're part of the problem. But honestly, I mean, it's kind of history, right? Like, there's going to be a point where I'm going to buy Duke Nukem Forever just so I can say I own this fucking game. Like, I thought I would never have this in my hands, and here it is. Like, when it gets cheap enough, I'm going to do that, I'm sure. And then if I see John St. John, I'll have him sign it, and then I'll probably try to kiss him on the mouth. But yes. Making out is what the kids call it. The kids at Crystal Lake, they call it making out.
I mean, the first thing I did when I got to work yesterday, after I picked it up before I went to work and everything, as like one of the guys I work with, he didn't believe it actually would come out until he actually, you know, he saw the game. It was like actually holding the case, physically holding the case, and it's just like, okay, it's here. I don't know why. People are saying you're part of the problem. It's like, well, get over yourselves, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's crass, and it doesn't treat women with much respect. I get that. I get how that can make you angry. But it's also Duke Nukem. Like, what did you expect? You know? Like,
and I guarantee it won't sell more than a crap Nintendo shovelware game that gets put out anyway.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I kind of almost expect this game to sell more than Lenore did last month, but... I mean, I guess we'll just have to wait till the first week of July when the MPDs come out and we actually see. So,
well, it took top UK spot this week, didn't it? Or the week that it came out?
Mm-hmm.
So, but the people in the UK...
And we know those UK love their Rockstar games.
Yeah.
Well, who doesn't love Rockstar games? I mean, seriously.
Team Bandai. Rockstar employees.
Yeah.
So, final thing we've got here, final bit of news, we're gonna end on a sad note. Chaos Studios, who made, Homefront. Yeah, they've been shuttered. THQ's gone and closed them down.
Killing babies. Surprised?
Like, I'm not surprised. New York's expensive. And they made a not so great game.
Yeah.
Supposedly. Never played it, so I can't really judge.
But it did surpass 2 million, like, sold. I think THQ announced that pretty quickly after it launched, and yeah, it's pretty, I mean, I don't know, part of me feels like you do good work, then you save yourself from this kind of thing, but also there's, you know, it's tough because you don't like to see people get fired, you don't like to see people lose their jobs.
No, at least they're being offered jobs within THQ, so.
Yeah, yeah, they got jobs in THQ, and it also looks like Avalanche Studios might be opening something in New York. I saw murmurs on Twitter today where they were saying, hey, if you're ex-Chaos, you know, you can apply with us here. So the New York gaming scene, it looks like for the foreseeable future, won't be dominated solely by Rockstar. And is that it? I think that's really the only studio in New York, in New York City?
No, yeah, I don't know of any.
Is Avalanche the ones who did Just Cause 2?
Yeah, they did Just Cause 2.
I thought.
Yeah.
Just Cause.
Just yeah. Cooch.
That is the official moniker of that game, sir.
I think we can agree that that's the best name for a game ever. Like, why would you want to do that? Just Cause.
Just Cooch.
It's pretty good. That's a good.
Just did.
That's a good game. So, yeah, that's the end of our news section. And that's sad stuff.
Battlefield 3 is going to show up on Fallon this week.
Oh, that's right. That's tomorrow night, right? We're going to get to see our first look at the console version.
The PS3 version.
It's going to be 8-bit.
There's going to be jaggies all over the place.
Mr. Caffeine's just going to come out from behind the curtain and be like, if you were to see Battlefield 20 years ago, it would look like this. Oh, man. I want that guy to get run over by a trash truck.
You know, I watched that and I was somewhat embarrassed, but then I watched the 2007 E3 things from Disney and Activision.
Oh, Activision, the one with Jamie Kennedy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that one was a train wreck, man. Although, I mean, even last year's Konami briefing, like that one, I think, probably set the bar.
Yeah, but Konami didn't have some washed up wannabe Dane Cook impersonator making fun of the audience.
Yeah. Just some, like, grungy, grody stoner up there talking about, oh, God, I don't even know what the hell he was talking about.
But, one of his jokes was E3. This is the place that makes Comic-Con look like real people or something.
Yeah, and that sounds white people like though. Wayne Brady because he looks like he makes Brian Gumbel look like Malcolm X. So good on you, buddy. Nice joke. so, yeah, you'll get a glimpse at Battlefield 3 on the Pastura tomorrow night on the Fallon. So tune into that if you don't really have anything better to do.
Or you want to shoot yourself.
Or just wait 10 minutes and you'll see it on the internet or catch it on the internet in the morning. Yeah.
What are you going to do?
That's pretty much what I'll be doing. So we have any final questions? We've got something here on Twitter. Somebody was asking us what music we like and what we think about Deus Ex. I think Deus Ex is going to be a Game of the Year contender easily, but
I've never played.
As long as it's like the first one.
It's like the first one in that you can definitely – you have branching paths and you have a kind of deep RPG engine as far as customization and owning your character. But also it has like a Mass Effect-style conversation system overlaid on top. So you can play it stealth. You can play it guns blazing. You can play it any way you want. I think they definitely did develop it with the first game. A lot of the first game's like tenets in mind to kind of make it a true kind
prequel.
Of prequel. Yeah, it's just everything about that game just it arouses me in the most wonderful way.
Are you serious, Matt, that you never played the first one?
Hey, don't.
Nope.
I've never played any of them either.
It's nine bucks
I never
on
had
Steam.
A good PC. I could never play computer games.
This game came out like what 90 something. You can play it now. It's $9. It still stands up to this day.
Yeah, it's still one of the best games. So many different endings. You know, And with Human Revolution, the funny thing is you can actually make it through that game without killing a single person, which you can't do in the original Deus Ex. And our inspector always apologized for that. So.
Yeah, I'm the type of person who went through and killed every scientist and hostage in GoldenEye. I don't want to leave anybody alive.
Go ahead, man. That's what you can do in that game if you really want to.
Yes, they even have a Game of the Year edition. $9 on Steam.
Yeah, you should buy it.
Nope. No, you should. Matt, you should.
$9.
So what?
It is definitely worth it.
You get so much game for that $10.
Wait, yeah. Wait, man. Think about that $9. What are you going to do? You're going to go to Hardee's and get a roast beef sandwich? Like, what are you doing, man? Buy some
no.
Wait, Sweeney, how long has it been out? And is it still supported on PC? I want the Sweeney, the Sweeney rule of thumb of whether
I can steal it or not. It came out in 2004. So 2004, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, that's 7 years. It's still got another 3 years until I consider it should be a free game.
So, no, that's Invisible War. That was Invisible War.
That's Sweeney.
Is that the wrong one? Damn it.
Yeah.
When did the first one come out?
An Invisible War didn't actually happen. So
yeah.
It was okay. It was all right.
All right, hold on. I'm looking when the first one came out.
2000.
Yeah, 2000. Oh, 2011. I think it should be free.
You cheap bastard.
Then not buying it.
Sweeney says it's okay to pirate it.
No, I didn't say it's okay to pirate.
Yes, you did.
No, I said that the publishers should make the game free after they stop support for it, is what I said.
Wonder
I didn't say
silly.
You should find your own way to get it for free.
So you're okay. You're okay. So you're saying pirate it.
I'm saying if Deus Ex does not work on Windows 7 without going through some crazy hack, it should be free.
Awesome. I'll give you that. But it probably doesn't need to work on. Doesn't probably work on Mac, does it?
Yes. I'm gonna say yes. It does. Just download it, and it'll work.
just give them their money.
Just buy it.
On that note, we should probably end this little podcast here, guys. Every week we ask for questions. You can send them to @TeamJoyOnline, which is the official Twitter account for this podcast. And there's also a Facebook page set up. You can hunt that down. Use the Googles, the Googlays, and you'll be able to get into that. Everybody want to fire off with your Twitter, your gamer tag?
There's also a website.
Well, I mean, come on, man. Websites are so passe. It's so old-timey.
Okay.
You know? But sure, go ahead and plug the website, Ben Sweeney.
Well, no, I'm not going to.
No, do it.
It's teamjoyonline.com.
There you go.
There we go.
So.
We got t-shirts.
I want to thank everybody for being part of this. Matt, thank you for joining us. You want to fire off your Twitter gamertag info?
Yeah, my gamertag is +8 written out with spaces, and then my Twitter is @champion_Matt.
Okay, Ben Sweeney?
My gamer tag is DiscoBall, 2 words, and Twitter is @SweeneyBen.
Douglas Scoot?
Twitter is @TheSchmill, gamer tag is Schmill, that's SHMIL, and you can find me on ThriftyNerd.com.
And Jason!
My Twitter is Jason Samsel, JSIN_Samsel, SAMSEL, and my gamer tag, PSN, Steam, which I never use, is infrared Chimera, and there's no spaces.
Well, buy Deus Ex and use Steam.
Yes, there you go. Buy Deus Ex.
I've got Deus Ex already. I still have my original copy from 2000.
Buy it again.
Wait, is the ending to Deus Ex that some godlike figure comes out and saves
there
everything?
Are many endings to it, yep. Because that game is amazing. And
does it involve godlike figures coming down and saving the day?
No, this is not the Matrix. This is not the Matrix game.
No, I assume that it's Deus Ex.
The Matrix.
Deus Ex, God from the...
Well, actually, Jada Pinkett Smith is in it, so it's technically The Matrix, so download it. And I'm David Hinkle. My gamer tag is Free Charles Manson. My Twitter is @DaveHinkle. So thank you all for listening to our little podcast here, and I guess we'll see you next time. I don't know.
If we're still around.
Yeah, we're still around. Unless they free Charles Manson, in which case we're just going to stop the podcast because our ultimate goal has been achieved.
We're taking donations now.
Well, yeah, his legal fees are through the roof, guys.
I mean, help Ben get a swastika tattooed on his forehead.
Ben could probably win one. Let's find a
Twitter. I need to win it. Exactly.
Twitter account that he could retweet so he could win a free tattoo.
I should follow at Adolf Hitler.
Now you took it too far, Ben Sweeney.
Oh, yeah. Poor taste.
Sorry.
All right. Well, if there's one thing you should take away from this episode, it's play Deus Ex. Goodbye.
Or that Ben Sweeney is also the world's second world. Oh, never mind.
Hey, you ruined it.
I'll edit that out.
Wow. Edit it out. I wasn't the one that said swastika. I'll just like to say that.
Swastika.
I don't know, Mario.
What?
Swastika sounds like a really
you
good...
You know what? You knew what I meant.
No, I didn't.
By Deus Ex.
No, it's Mario.
I'm going to buy Deus Ex right now. Gonna take all the black gods of every way from you. Ain't never met a million seashore whores could ever do. Let's bring the pain down in Africa. While we're at it, let's tear them a new one on.